Photos: decorated World War II veteran considered America's last surviving ace pilot dies at 103. By Amy Furr on August 24, 2025. The U.S. World War II veteran considered the last surviving ace pilot died on August 14 in his home state of Nebraska at the age of 103. Veteran and American hero Donald McPherson served his country as a Navy pilot of F-6F Hellcat fighters aboard the USS Essex in the Pacific, Fox News reported on Saturday. The American Fighter Aces Association and the Fagan Fighters World War II Museum recognized him as the last surviving American ace pilot during that war. The article said, noting the fact he shot down several Japanese planes during the conflict meant he was considered an ace pilot. McPherson enlisted in early 1943 and earned his commission and wings at Corpus Christi, Texas, the following year before being assigned to fly a Grumman F-6F Hellcat fighter, according to the National World War II Museum's website. He then became part of Fighter Squadron 83 when it was transferred to the USS Essex in March 1945. During the Battle for Okinawa, the site continued. Between March and June 1945, VF-83 flew 6,560 sorties from the Essex. McPherson's group was credited with destroying 220 Japanese planes in the air and 72 on the ground. McPherson would become an ace after shooting down two Aichi Deval dive bombers near Kikishima off Okinawa on April 6, 1945. He would go on to destroy three Kawanishi E-7K float biplanes, which were flying as kamikazes, on May 5, 1945. During his time in the service, McPherson earned the Congressional Gold Medal and three Distinguished Flying Crosses. In 2024, McPherson enjoyed a ride in a World War II airplane that looked exactly like the ones he flew, according to CARE. McPherson returned home to his wife when the war was over and worked as a letter carrier. He also helped establish youth sports leagues, served as a scoutmaster, and was an active member of Adams United Methodist Church. Images show McPherson during his time in the war and years later. The veteran is survived by two daughters, a son, and many grand and great-grandchildren. His daughter, Beth Delabar, is quoted as saying, "When it's all done and Dad lists the things he wants to be remembered for, his first thing would be that he is a man of faith."